You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 3rd of March, 2021. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Joined online today by Observation Program Leader Kimberly Vaughn. Hi, Kimberly.
Good morning.
Well, maybe we could start off by talking a little bit about the month of February. What kind of numbers did the Petersburg area see for precipitation and temperature and that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, February was not anything record-breaking, but we did see above normal snowfall, just over 2 inches, 2.2 inches above normal for snowfall. With that snowfall for the month, there was a couple of days that got over 4 inches. That was back on the 3rd and the 24th. And then a couple of inches, between 2 to 3 inches fell, or just under 3 inches, I should say, for just a handful of days. So even though it didn't fall record-breaking or anything, there was several, you know, most of the month had snow that fell if there was precipitation falling. So, but the interesting thing that I found was that the precipitation itself was below normal by just over an inch, 1.19 inches below normal for the precipitation amounts for the month of February. And if it did feel cold to people, they're absolutely right. The February ended the month at 4 degrees below normal for the high temperatures and about 3 degrees below normal for the low temperatures.
Well, that's a pretty big difference.
It is. It was definitely a cold month. We had that real cold snap that happened kind of in the mid to early part of the month. We were down to actually single digits, got down to 2 degrees on the 10th. That was the coldest day that we had reported in at the Petersburg co-op there. That's at the airport. And yeah, so it was definitely cold, which is where we got the snow, and but not a lot of precipitation as far as the liquid to go with that. So that was kept the snowfall amounts at least down a little bit.
Okay. In the more recent past, just this past week, a couple of storms have rolled through this area and bringing some rain and snow mixed, it seems like.
Yeah, and you know, that rain and snow is going to continue through most of this week. We're looking at, you know, mainly snow during the nighttime hours and early morning as the temperatures drop overnight. And then as they warm during the day, things will start mixing out and maybe even be all rain by the afternoon. And then as temperatures cool again overnight, the snow comes back. We're going to be kind of in that up and down yo-yo type precipitation through the work week. But the good news is by the time we get to Friday night, we're looking for overnight lows to not drop quite to freezing. And by Saturday, looking at just a chance of some showers, and Sunday, partly sunny. So should be a dry day on Sunday and Monday.
Oh, great. That sounds like some good news.
Yes, very good news.
Anything else to cover from February or this past week or what's coming up?
No, I would just say, although we are going to see the sun and we all like, well, most people like to see that, not everybody. So not necessarily good weather for all, but just be mindful of potentially still temperatures dropping down below freezing. So in any shadowed areas or places that snow might have melted and it could refreeze and cause some slippery conditions as you walk or drive.
So we're not done with winter yet.
Oh, definitely not. We got plenty of winter still left. Usually say it's not safe to put your snow shovel away until after tax day. So
okay.
We still got plenty of time.
All right. Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.